This is episode 1987 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world, as together we are united by the global pandemic of the coronavirus. And in this week's series, every day you are exploring a different meditation technique to help calm your mind and body. And many of you are social isolating, as I am myself, and you may wake up each morning thinking that you're probably going to be doing the same thing today as you did yesterday. I know that's how I feel, and it's rather a privileged feeling for many of us because we're not on the front line fighting the coronavirus in the way that the healthcare workers are, or people working in the grocery stores and different places that are keeping us fed, keeping us safe, and keeping the economy going. So if you are on the front line, I really honor you for all you're doing. Regardless of the role we each play in this global pandemic, we each do play a vital role. All world events seem to have a spiritual message, and you can be a positive influence for what's going on in the world around you. You can provide hope and inspiration for others. Your challenge this week is to find hope each day. One sign of hope each and every day. And I'm sharing with you, as part of this series, people of influence in a grand way, and even in a small, simple way, who have lived in times past and who currently are living, some of the people I'm sharing with you. These are people who found hope in times of extenuating circumstances. Today's person of inspiration to give you hope is Anne Frank. You may be very familiar with her diary that she wrote while she and her family lived in a secret hidden room in Holland. And their room was 450 square feet. She lived there with her mom and her dad and her sister. In her diary, she actually stated that she felt that their living space was luxurious compared to other hideouts she had heard about where other people were living. One common thread among all the people who I'm sharing as people of hope and inspiration is that they quickly adapted to a new normal. So instead of grieving what they felt they had lost, their freedom or their lifestyle, their families, their identities, their wealth, whatever it was, they quickly adapted and accepted their new circumstance. So Anne Frank received a diary as a birthday present. So she recorded her experience while she and her family were hiding out for 2 years, from 1942 to 1944. This was the German occupation of the Netherlands in World War II, and it is one of the world's best-known books, and it's also been the basis for several plays and films. I'm going to watch the movie tonight on National Geographic. If you Google Anne Frank, National Geographic, you'll likely find the same movie I'll be watching. And I wanted to share a notorious quote that is actually by Joseph Stalin. He was the notorious Georgian revolutionary and Soviet politician who led the Soviet Union from the mid-1920s until 1953 as the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. He is responsible for millions of death and terror. And he wrote something that really represents the reason why Anne Frank's diary was so poignant and why it resonates with us so much today. He said, "A million deaths is a statistic. A single death is a tragedy." So Anne Frank didn't survive the Holocaust. She and her mother and her sister all died in a concentration camp. Her father survived in a separate concentration camp and later was presented with Anne's personal diary, of which he was able to make into a book that many of us have read, Anne Frank's diary. And her diary wasn't so spectacularly written. It was a simple diary talking about day-to-day life and emotions. And that is really who we all are. We are the average people out there. And we are still experiencing something pretty horrific, as did Anne Frank in her lifetime. She died when she was just 15 years old. But through her personal diary as a young Jewish woman hiding out with her family during World War II, we are able to empathize with her, and it puts a face on the terrible atrocities of so many innocent people. Her diary is filled with compassion and understanding regarding their circumstance. When you think about your own situation, how will you write your story for how you live out this current pandemic? So as you settle yourself down today to meditate, I want to share with you the Anjali Mudra. Mudras are a way you position your hands and your body, in many cases, that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. This mudra is simple to do. You simply push your hands together in front of your chest with your fingers and your thumbs upward, as if you're holding your hands praying. This is the Anjali Mudra. This mudra helps to open your heart to feel compassion. So as you meditate today, send out compassion to those in the world, to people in your own life, to people surrounding you, to people who are struggling, and to the whole world at large. If you'd like to go a little more deeply into this series and receive today's full 30-minute guided meditation, you can head over to the SIP, S-I-P, and A-N-D, OM, O-M, SIP and OM meditation app. You can try this app for 2 weeks free access to the full app. You are so worth slowing down for.